Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 24th day in August of 2023. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully, the back half of your work week. We're going to start with your need to update. If you use a program known as WinRAR, very prevalent on Windows machines. It is a program that decompresses or unpackages files. Very popular, used by hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And you need to update now because there was a new release. Version 6.23 was released just earlier this month in August. And this is a result of a flaw known as CVE-2023-40477, which allows attackers to basically execute code on your machine when you open a file with WinRAR. The fix also mitigates or makes it so that another flaw cannot be exploited, and that's CVE-2023-38831, which allows threat actors to spoof file extensions. And by using these exploits, criminals are able to gain access to your computer and conduct follow-on activities. So bottom line, if you use WinRAR, update now, because while criminals have abused one of these flaws, pretty soon they're going to be abusing both. We're going to move to Danish firm Cloud Nordic and Azero Cloud. They're both owned by the same parent company, and they've both suffered ransomware attacks. We don't know the specifics about how criminals were able to infect and ransom these cloud hosting providers, but the problem is that the Danish firms are refusing to pay the ransomware operators. They're not negotiating. And they've actually been quite vocal in communicating with their customers, because the impact is that all of their customers are going to lose all of the data that they have hosted with these providers who have shut down all systems, including email, customer sites, and websites. And since they won't pay and don't have the data, the firms are urging customers to recover their data from the customer's own backups, or using Internet Wayback Machines to scrape websites that they had previously owned for the data. So the bottom line here is that cloud providers are fantastic. You have to host data somewhere in the internet, but you probably also want to back that data up somewhere, not with that provider, because in this case, putting all of your eggs in one hosting provider's baskets could result in you absolutely not having your data in the future. We're going to move from the Danes to the Brits. In Britain, a teenage member of a hacking group known as Lapsus Dollar Sign was notorious for a rash of cyber crimes that were committed using fairly sophisticated methods of SMS messaging and MFA and 2FA bypass. And Arjan Kurtaj, we now know the individual's name, was convicted in London for having hacked multiple big companies, such as Revolut and Uber, and holding them hostage, trying to blackmail them for a huge sum of funds. And the individual also hacked Rockstar Games. Now, it's unclear exactly how involved the rest of Lapsus Dollar Sign's involvement went in these attacks. The individual claimed to have some mental health and other medical issues that prohibited sentencing prior to being 18 years old. So when all this news broke, what we knew was that a teenage person in London had committed these crimes, allegedly, and now we know for sure that Arjan Kurtaj, who is now 18, did commit the crimes, and the sentencing is yet to be known, but will almost certainly be facing time in prison and or substantial financial penalties. Well, the bottom line here is that while one member of the group has been arrested and tried, there are other members of Lapsus Dollar Sign. It's unclear how this arrest or conviction is going to impact their operations. They likely will not go away. They may form a new group. They may continue using their existing slogan or banner. But also, if you're going to get involved in cybercrime, just know that governments like Britain are going to prosecute you, and you will likely end up either in prison, on the run, doing time, or having to pay back substantial volumes of cash. And that's where we're going to end today on cash. Digital cash. Bitcoin, Ethereum, other cryptocurrencies. If you are into cryptocurrency, that's fantastic. But if you're a criminal into cryptocurrency, you kind of have a problem. Because if you commit a heist, like North Korean cyber actors, and get away with $43 million, you need to figure out what to do with it. Now, traditional money laundering means taking it to various banks, exchanging it for gift cards, all sorts of other laundering methods. In the cryptocurrency space, there is something called mixers. And what that does is you send your Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero, whatever cryptocurrency you have, to a service who then commits a huge volume of transactions, sending it to various wallets, making payments, and they all get funneled back into a different account, making it very difficult to trace the expenditures. This is necessary because, contrary to popular's belief that the blockchain ledger anonymizes you, it actually is open source, and so analyzing it can at least point to where the money is or has gone. And so while law enforcement might not know exactly who is behind the heist, they can easily track the money, and then when it does finally get spent or arrive at its destination, can track who is using those end funds. Well, the Justice Department knows, just like one such mixing service, that North Korean hackers had stolen millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency. And so the U.S. Justice Department actually charged the mixing service, known as Tornado Cash, which was founded by Roman Storm and Roman Semenov. So Roman and Roman, in this case, have been charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering and a conspiracy to violate something called the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. That's a mouthful. But the bottom line is that these two individuals could face up to 20 years in prison. And that is because they allegedly laundered over $1 billion worth of cryptocurrency for North Korean groups. And that would be in violation of international sanctions that dictate an inability to do business with North Korea due to their human rights violations, pursuit of a nuclear program, and other issues. Now, what's interesting here is that the Deputy Secretary of the United States Treasury, an individual named Wally Adeyemo, says that even after the Tornado Cash founders knew that they were, in fact, mixing money for North Koreans, they continued to do so, and they did not take any meaningful steps to stop, report, or cease this illegal activity. And so, again, they're looking at 20 years in prison. So even if you're not directly committing the crime and you seem to think you can make a few bucks off of criminals by processing their illicit gains, you will be tried because you are essentially complicit in a crime, and you need to know, if you're in the financial space, even cryptocurrency, who your customers are, because, again, in this case, you could be supporting, either unwittingly or, allegedly in the case of Tornado Cash, knowingly, a country with huge human rights violations and be violating multiple international laws. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. We'll see you bright and early on Monday. So until then, stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a volleyball player who is entering her freshman year at Nebraska University. And Harper Murray is getting a sincere tip of the cap because she was recently awarded the 2023 USA Today HSSA National Girls Volleyball Player of the Year, making her the best senior high school volleyball player in the United States last year, making her emergence onto the college volleyball scene something that has many people very excited about women's volleyball. And so to you, Harper Murray, for your dedication, for your commitment, for your skill, for your craft, and for raising awareness and excitement in women's sports, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on volleyballing.